It was a 9:47 when Roger Overall came to the door. He had cufflinks on. They were in the form of coins. They looked to me as if they were 5 cent coins on the left hand side. He, by a strange coincidence, he's wearing a blue shirt, he's wearing a pinstripe trousers. But the most dramatic thing of all was actually the dark glasses. I mean, I thought immediately of Men in Black. Some Men in Black are calling to collect me. And we're in a kind of car in which you sit up, you know, a little bit higher than the average car. So we're sort of got a vantage position. And the sun is stunning. The shadows are long. And we're going to Killarney. Speak, Roger Overall. I want to gauge your nervousness today.
I'm not nervous. I always have a...
He begins with denial.
So it must be true then. Or am I lying? No, I tend to... If I'm not ever slightly anxious at the beginning of a wedding day, then there's something wrong. You need that anxiety, I think. You need the concern that you're going to do a good job. Because if you turn up and you think, well, this will be fine, I don't know, you might get complacent. I'm not saying that anxiety is the same as a lack of confidence. I'm very confident in my abilities, but there is always the, I must get this right for these people. I hope I get this right for these people.
Can you tell me when you last put petrol in this car?
Yesterday.
Right, so we've got plenty of petrol?
We've got plenty of petrol. We will, though, be stopping off for... coffee and nibbles, but we have plenty of petrol.
Was that a deliberate act to make sure that you'd have enough petrol for this job today, or was it just something else?
A bit of both. I had a wedding yesterday, so I needed petrol anyway, but the travel radius for yesterday's wedding wasn't that far, but I knew I was going to have to drive to Killarney and back today, so I just filled the tank up, and also the price at the pump was quite good. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to fill up with petrol over the next 2 days anyway, so I may as well do it here in one go.
How much money did it cost you to put petrol in this car?
60 euros. Well, 58 and a bit, to be a bit more precise.
Okay, right. When you were getting dressed this morning, did you have any clothing dilemmas about what you should wear?
No. If I have back-to-back weddings... I don't really have time on the day of the second wedding or on the day of the third wedding, as this has happened, to be worrying about clothes. That's all taken care of.
So does your wife lay out your clothes for you and you just put them on?
No. She does sometimes. She does. It would be a disservice for me to say that she doesn't help. But this morning I did my own ironing, my shirt.
What time did you get out of bed?
I was up at 7:50.
Right, so from 10 to 8 until now, you've done... what have you done already today? You mentioned ironing. I'd like to know how long you spend ironing.
How long does it take to iron a shirt? 5 minutes?
Well, what did you do? So what did you do first this morning when you got up?
I made myself a cup of coffee.
Now, I'm very keen to capture details, Roger, as you know, right? So I'm keen to know where you bought the coffee, whether you put milk in it, sugar in it.
Yes.
The people listening to this are listening in 100 years' time, right? I want you to...
Okay, well, dear people, in 100 years' time, I use a mocha to make my coffee, which I've been told is not the best device to make a coffee because it actually boils the water, and boiling water is too warm, too hot. For the coffee bean, apparently, it does all kinds of nasty things, but I kind of like the bitterness. It extracts bitterness. But I kind of like that because what I do, certainly in the mornings, is I like a milky coffee. And
by the way, were you in your dressing gown or had you already had a shower?
Actually, I'd already had a shower, so the first thing I did was have a shower.
Right, can we go back to the shower, please? Was it a cold shower or a hot shower or a warm shower?
I'm kidding. No, it was a hot shower.
Right.
It was a hot shower.
Right. Did you use any particular things
no,
in the shower?
I tend to use what's there. Whatever my wife has bought and I can find is what I use.
And about how long did you spend in the shower?
10 minutes.
By the way, you don't have to answer all these questions. You can, of course, say no comment.
No comment.
You have been a journalist. You have heard the phrase, as we go under the River Lee. You have heard the phrase, no comment, before, have you not?
Have I ever heard that? No, I moved in circles where information and the relationship between journalists and the people we were talking to was relatively benign, one of trust. So, I mean, there was always... we'd be as keen to get the story as the next person, but actually, as a shipping correspondent, I've worked in the maritime sector. We had good relationship. There weren't that many of us to begin with, in terms of journalists, so we all knew each other. There weren't that many jobs. The journalists used to be on this carousel from one magazine to the next. It was quite funny to see where people would end up. But yeah, so there was trust. So this off the record, well, nothing was ever off the record. Unattributable is the phrase we used to use. We say, look, nothing is off the record. Everything you tell me, I now know, and I might use. But we can, I'll use it as an unattributable source.
So sticking with the water theme then, you had your shower this morning, right, first. you dressed before you went for coffee or after?
Before. Well, intermediary step.
All right, right. Okay. So you had coffee in a state of partial dress. Yes, okay.
No, I should clarify. I tend not to, because the worst thing in the world would be to spill coffee over your suit just as you're heading out for a wedding.
Have you ever done that?
No, I've torn my trousers at a wedding. I tore my trousers once while I was taking the group shots, and there was an almighty crack as I bent down to pick up a piece of gear. I knew immediately what had happened, and the trousers had torn dramatically from front to back in the crotchal region, shall we say, and I could feel the draft. I was wearing red underwear as well, red boxer shorts, and I thought, well, I can't really hide this. It's happened. I can't stop taking the group shots. I have to continue. I can't say, well, we're going to stop everything while I go home and put on a new pair of trousers. I didn't say anything. I thought, look, these people will notice and there'll be hilarity and, they were a really fun bunch of people. So I thought, well, once they notice, I'm just going to be the butt end of an awful lot of jokes. But, hey, it makes for a great story. And nobody noticed. So I thought, well, this is odd. Nobody's saying anything. They're not the kind of crowd who would keep quiet if they saw this. But what it was if I stood upright, the fold of the material was such that you couldn't actually see that there was a tear. So I thought, look, I'll risk it. I'll go to the hotel. At the hotel, I'll check myself out. I'll find a mirror. I know this hotel well. I know where there's a secluded mirror and I can check out the state of my trousers. And if it really is bad, look, it's the reception. It was very close to where I live. I thought, then I can go home. Nobody will miss me. I'll tell them what's going on anyway and just say, look, I'll be back in 15 minutes. And you couldn't see the tear, even though it was Olympic standard tear. It was a world-class rip. It really was. And I got through the entire wedding, bearing in mind that I was photographing up until the dancing, with this massive, massive tear in my trousers, and nobody ever noticed. So there you are. There's a story from the front line.
Yeah. And this morning's ritual, Roger, what you did today, did you prepare in exactly the same way as for every other wedding?
Yes, I have a two-hour ritual, which takes me through getting up, getting ready. I need headspace.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that in an audio boo. I just want to ask one little thing about you. You're in a house, but you're not alone, right? Did you speak to anybody this morning, or did you get in touch with any of your animals or anything like that?
Well, we have a dog who is currently going through her teenage years, so she doesn't get out of her bed until 11. It's quite remarkable. You'll walk past her in the morning and she'll give you a glare as if to say, do not even think about taking me for a walk. My daughter was up, so I had a conversation with my daughter, a very brief one. The world should know that she's given birth to a litter of kittens this morning. And I have her firstborn in my shirt pocket with me at this moment, a kitten called Snowball. And I spoke to my wife. But generally speaking, what I do is I take myself into my office with my coffee, just run myself through the wedding, and just have a quiet start to the day.
Okay, well look, this is the first in a series of audios during the day. I don't want to disturb you in any way or distract you, so you can tell me to shut up and leave you alone at any point if you like, otherwise I'm just an invisible observer.
Excellent. Well, you're like me at a wedding then.